Do you want to go through the objectives, or do you want to take some time to read them? I'll go through.
Go through.
All right, so objective number one was a healthy working waterfront supported by adequate commercial access points and related infrastructure. Number two, public facilities along the waterfront are interconnected via multi-use trails and paths. Number three, public access for active and passive recreation available at multiple locations throughout the waterfront. Number four, increased physical access opportunities in the northern half of Rockland's waterfront. Should that be southern half?
No, you want to increase in the northern half. The southern half has a bunch.
Right.
That's sort of in the gist in here. On Front Street, that's where there's sort of a little park along Front Street up on the ledge cliff looking over on O'Hare's. That's O'Hare's property, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's private. But they sort of built it as public access.
Yeah.
But we don't have any agreement with them. It's just they've sort of built it to let people use, right? Because that is a nice overlook on the north end.
Oh, yeah.
It's not something the city owns, but it's nice they did that.
Is that part of Harbor Trail?
Not yet, because Harbor Trail doesn't go over there yet, I don't think. It doesn't get around that corner.
Is that something we ought to note as an action item?
Well, you were talking about, on the first page, you say, you know, there's a bunch of places where the public sort of has access, but there's no inventory of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It'd be good to have an inventory.
Yeah.
But that's one that I think a lot of people don't realize is there.
Yep. Yeah, we've been talking about this for over 12 months, and I didn't realize it was there.
Mm-hmm. You know where Front Street is?
Yep.
Yeah. A few years ago they built a park.
Yeah.
Cool. And it's private, but with some rights to the public? Or just
put benches
by the nice,
you know,
the
there's benches along the sidewalk, and you can sit there and watch the sunrise over the schooners. It's beautiful.
Cool.
I mean, if you were going to put in, I haven't been to the Harbor Trail meetings, mm-hmm. but if you were going to put in a Harbor Trail, it would be up high like that. So you have the view,
right?
Looking down on all the
looking over top of the.
You wouldn't want people walking right through the middle of O'Hara,
right.
Not O'Hara's,
but
of Brock's or whatever. Brock's or whatever, but that would be an important node there.
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, to work that, the way to do that corner is if you could get nights to allow people to walk through. You
right.
through
oh,
Knights
yeah.
to Apprentice up the hill by Steelhouse and then along Front Street. That would be good to continue the trail. It's all private.
Right. We do have a sidewalk there, so we have mm-hmm. access to some kind of a, depending on, you know, whether we wanted to plant trees or whatever, mm-hmm. and make it a more attractive path. Yeah.
One thing, when we're talking about the working waterfront, we spent a lot of time trying to define what that was. Should we be referring here to some sort of definition of what, or do we just go with what everybody wants to read into it?
I think what my reflection or recollection is we decided to go with whatever people want to read into it.
Interesting. I think as we work through the final draft of this, there will be some definitions of some of those hard things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but leaving it open for future.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, I think I'm happy to do whatever the committee wants to do. I thought the way we left it with working waterfront was that, you know, there's a bunch of different ways to look at it. You know, the state has defined working waterfront in some ways, in particular as it relates to their funding mechanism to protect the working waterfront. There's a few other ways to look at it, and I think fundamentally, you know, what I think is that, you know, there's a bunch of core elements to it, and then there's just some things on the fringes that could be included or not included depending on the program that you're looking at. But if we wanted to define it somewhere, we would define it maybe earlier in the.
No, I just couldn't remember how we had defined it, but we didn't.
I think it's better to kind of leave it open-ended because it gives you a little more flexibility. But
yeah, if we can't agree, let's leave it open-ended.
Right. I think we're going to get spend a couple weeks talking about, well, you know, what do you mean working waterfront? What do you mean by working waterfront? I think, yeah, whatever. All right, good question, though. Where were we? Number five, view corridors to the water throughout the city. Important scenic views are identified and protected. Number seven, public facilities that are fully accessible to the extent feasible. Number eight, funded reserve accounts for maintenance and improvements. Number nine, clean, accessible, and modern restrooms at waterfront facilities that receive the most use. Infrastructure, or this is number 10, infrastructure that can withstand flooding associated with sea level rise and storm surge. And number 11, community events and festivals are encouraged at waterfront facilities and managed to maintain access to the water for all.